WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600, WBOB, and FM 101.1. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Coastal areas of both Duval and St. John's counties are on alert. Flooding could be an issue through tonight, and rip currents and high surf could bring trouble through tomorrow night. Authorities are strongly advising against going in the water, and even when you're just on the beach, you'll want to be very cautious. Police were expecting to investigate a home invasion, but are instead looking into both that and a fatal shooting. The burglary happened overnight yesterday on Penman Road in Jacksonville Beach. They found the body of 20-year-old Ezekiel Archuleta in the front yard. There's been an arrest, but that person was not charged with shooting Archuleta. A Jacksonville police officer has resigned and is looking at a bribery charge. Undersheriff Pat Ivey says that Brian Pace was arrested Sunday night. Pace allegedly tried to withhold some items that were stolen from a woman until that woman sent him illicit pictures. She instead filed a complaint against him. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Very cloudy today and a high temperature of about 78. This evening, more clouds and an overnight low of 65. Right now, 72 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Democrats say they may look at impeachment again if President Trump rams through a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court before Election Day. Governor Ron DeSantis wants harsher penalties for violent protesters and wants to penalize cities that defund the police. And for 2 weeks straight, one local high school football team has players kneeling during the national anthem.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Man, don't you like it? It's middle September and the weather's almost down to the 50s.
I absolutely
Uncommon.
Love this weather. Love it, yeah.
Yeah, is that, can you blame that on global warming? Climate change as well?
Probably not.
All right. Hey, good morning. The three fastest hours anywhere. And Morning Talk Radio, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, all of you on the way to work, put your seatbelt on. I'm looking for my seatbelt here right now. I literally promise you it will be the three fastest hours again anywhere in Morning Talk Radio. Again, as we go all the way with you to 9 a.m., again, right here on Talk Radio, WBOB. All right, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, let's get on with the news. Yes, let's talk about it. The biggest news out there, of course, one of the biggest news. Who and all of this and how the process is going to work quickly, not quick enough. Democrats are following the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Now Democrats are out there saying that, hey, we might go down the road of impeachment again if the president tries to ram another right-wing conservative. Fox News' John Roberts.
President Trump today acknowledged it might come after the election, but that his preference would be to have a vote on his Supreme Court nominee by November the 3rd. Justice John Paul Stevens holds the modern day record for confirmation, just 19 days start to finish in 1975. Chief Justice John Roberts was confirmed in 24 days, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor in 33, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 42 days. Democrats have vowed to do whatever it takes to prevent the nominee from going through, even taking another run at impeaching the president.
When it comes to also other stories that's happening around besides that of who's going to follow the notorious, as they say, RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, according to Axios.com, they're quoting Wall Street economists saying that the recession is over with. In a story headline, Wall Street says the recession is over with. The U.S. economic activity is expected to grow more sharply in the third quarter of this year than at any other time. Analysts are predicting that unemployment also will drop as well. Here's Fox Business Network colleague McShane.
Well, American incomes are rising and poverty is falling. The U.S. median household income climbed by 6.8% last year to $68,703. That's according to the Census Bureau. Same report shows the nation's poverty rate dropped just over 1% in 2019 compared to the previous year.
Some of the Wall Street analysts, as they say, they're looking at where June was declining when it came to COVID cases. The Fed was only expected unemployment by the end of this year. Some cases, they thought it was going to be higher than 10%. The Fed said 9.3. Well, guess what? Now the Fed's saying the end of this year, we could see unemployment right around 7.5%.
I think that the third quarter is going to give you a very strong number. I'm looking for a 20% GDP number on an annualized basis. So I'm really very optimistic about the third quarter, but I am still a little concerned about the fourth quarter, because we really need a little bit more stimulus out there to help us out.
Economist Anthony Chan, according to Morgan Stanley's Lisa Chalet, she says one of the big areas that is a bright boom, as they say, a boom in a bright light when it comes to the economy is happening in the manufacturing industry.
So we are very enthusiastic about the economic recovery and the V shape that we are seeing in manufacturing, in housing, as we saw in some of the supply chain related parts of the economy that are doing well and are reflected in improving PMI numbers.
When it comes to violent protests throughout the country, Governor Ron DeSantis says we don't have that type of violent protest that's taken place in other states, but he says he's going to propose legislation that would crack down on violent protesters. This past week, Governor DeSantis and several sheriffs announced a bill to get tough with any protesters who would attack police or cause property damage. With that story out of Orlando, WKMG.
Governor Ron DeSantis is proposing what he calls the Combating Violence, Disorder, and Looting and Law Enforcement Protection Act. This legislation that will get tough on people who partake in violence during protests, including felony-level penalties on anyone who damages property, causes injury, or destroys public property.
The governor introduced a package of sorts meant to deter riots, with three main points, including creating new criminal offenses to combat rioting, increased penalties for those involved, and citizen and taxpayer measures, which basically means the governor wants to create mandatory minimum sentences for anyone caught participating in a protest that turns violent, and take away that person's government benefits if convicted. He also says this Combating Violence, Disorder, Looting, and Law Enforcement Protection Act would strip state funding from any local government that moves to defund their police department.
DeSantis was in front of a press conference. This is what he said about those that want to defund the local police.
And one thing we have to do is we have to stand unequivocally behind the people who put on the uniform and put themselves at risk to be able to defend our freedoms and defend our society.
And the Florida governor went a little bit further, saying that local cities that want to defund the police, they won't get state funding. And listen to this. Citizens can sue cities, that's right, they can sue cities here in the state of Florida that allow the violent protests to take place.
We are not going to permit localities to defund the police. If you defund the police, then the state is going to defund any grant or aids coming to you. And that applies to any municipality or local government throughout the state of Florida. We also understand that victims need to be compensated. And so if you have a situation where a local government is grossly negligent, where they abdicate their responsibility to protect people and property, like we saw in some of these cities throughout the United States, we will waive sovereign immunity and let you get compensated by suing those local governments. You also will not be eligible for state benefits or employment if you get convicted of participating in a violent or disorderly assembly. And we believe that that's something that makes sense from a taxpayer perspective.
Yeah, I wonder if we could do that when it comes to more shutdowns. But anyway, so I digress. So anyways, Raj, he says, if you're going to go after and defund the police, we're going to shut down your funding for the most part in certain areas from state money that goes to local municipalities. And he says, if you guys are going to allow violent protests to happen, guess what? You're not going to have any protection.
In the state of Florida especially, the BLM protests have pretty much, fizzled out. I can't help but to think that election night, maybe in the back of the governor's mind, there are going to be some disappointed people out there. I think this is kind of set to preempt anything happening crazy on November the 3rd.
Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd was one of the stars, and he's going to be on with us later today. He was there, and this is what he said about the looters. I love this guy. He's a Polk County Sheriff.
This is a peaceful protest. This is looting. If you loot, the next thing you can try to steal is something off of your food tray at the county jail. Because you're going to jail. That's a guarantee.
I love this guy.
Prison loaf.
That's right. Remember what he said back in June about professional anarchists in Polk County, of all places?
This guy, Don, professional clothes that are clearly designed to seal out pepper spray or any chemical agents.
He said if anybody wanted to come to his county, be prepared. He's encouraging citizens to use their guns if necessary.
If you come here to riot, to loot, to injure people, we're going to lock you up in the county jail before quick. The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns. And they're going to be in their homes tonight with their guns loaded. And if you try to break into their homes to steal, to set fires, I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house with their guns.
And remember, they are paid professionals out there.
There's a much more strategic objective here, right? These are agitators. They're trained and professional agitators who know how to whip up a crowd and whose messages are designed to divide the country. They're not designed to unite Americans. They have been trying to provoke a race war from the very, very beginning.
That is Fox News Nation host Lara Logan. She also says, if you noticed again, the argument could be made, even though the president has said this, the argument is that if you notice, the BLM and Antifa riots are mostly happening Democratic-run cities.
These riots have been taking place mostly in Democrat-controlled and Democrat-run cities where the Democrat district attorney just can choose not to prosecute people who are rioting. So night after night after night, what you see is twice, three times, four times, sometimes five times, people are going out, they're being arrested, and they're back on the streets again. That's demoralizing for the police. But
So there you go. Say, we got more news coming up. Are you ready for this? I've been asking this question for the last few months. Some of our sports analysts didn't think this was going to happen. I was kind of agreeing with them, but I thought this would have happened more in 2017, kneeling down with NFL football games. Would we see this on a college level? Now we're seeing a local high school do it, and they've been doing it for the last few weeks. Wait till we tell you who that is. Also, new numbers on the media, but some of the questions about distrusting the media have been different questions asked than what we've seen in the past before. We'll get to all of that. And, you know, we've interviewed a while back. We hung out with Candace Owens. Mm-hmm. She's got a clip we got here. She says that conservatives have lost the argument when it comes to battling on the topic of, guess what? Education.
Interesting.
So we've got all of that coming up. Grady Judd, sheriff of Polk County, he is one of my favorites. I wish he'd come on religiously. You heard what he said. He's just great for ratings. Anyway,
blow you out of the door.
That's right. Blow you out of the door. I love that. So anyway, so he's going to join us all of this coming up in just a little bit. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 15 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
We're already starting to see a little bit of light traffic on Phillips Highway headed south just after 95. Add an extra 2 minutes, and if you see anything, just give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Mainly cloudy today with a few peaks of sunshine, high 77. This evening, partly to mostly cloudy with a low of 65. Right now, 73 degrees.
If you need your school, hospital, or business sanitized and disinfected, Crystal Clean specializes in ensuring your facilities are safe for your students, staff, or customers. They service kitchens, break rooms, bathrooms, and much more. That's why leading restaurants, retailers, manufacturers, and even sports teams turn to Crystal Clean. Call 904-220-3337 or go to crystalclean.com. No matter the size or scope of the job, they'll get it crystal clean. America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? At Granite Transformations, we have everything needed to give you the dream kitchen you've always wanted in as little as one day, with very little disruption to your daily routine. Our summer sale is going on now. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878. Or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Colds, flu, and viruses equal germs and bacteria. Fight all of these with a Lampergée lamp, invented in 1898 specifically for use in hospitals to kill germs by purifying the air. Every doctor's office, daycare, and cancer center, wherever people gather, should be using a Lampergée lamp on a daily basis. Sprays and plug-ins are not the answer for killing germs. Lampergée is. Annabelle's of Orange Park is your most knowledgeable Lampergée dealer. Annabelle's, 904-272-5544.
This year marks the 63rd anniversary of Boger Shoes on Park Street in Jacksonville. To celebrate this milestone, Boger Shoes is having their semi-annual sidewalk sale September 15th through September 30th. Boger's is offering up to 40% off on select styles from brand names like Vionic, Dansko, New Balance, Earth, and many more. So come on down to Boger Shoes and take advantage of these huge savings. Don't forget to tell your friends and family to hurry, because this semi-annual sale only lasts until September 30th. For 63 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes would like to thank all of our area nurses, healthcare workers, and first responders as they continue to make our community as safe as possible. And remember, for your safety, Boger staff and CPETs will be wearing gloves and masks while serving you. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With the city budget up for a vote, some on the Jacksonville City Council are looking at defunding the police. Axios.com reports many on Wall Street say the recession is over. And a new survey finds a large majority believe news organizations do an insufficient job at explaining to the public where government money is spent.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Democrats have vowed to do whatever it takes to prevent the nominee from going through, even taking another run at impeaching the president.
That's Fox News' John Roberts coming up on 20 minutes after 6 a.m., 904-831-0600. How do you impeach the president with a nomination process going on?
Well, the Constitution says this is what he's supposed to do, so I guess the grounds for impeachment is fulfilling his oath of office. That's the only thing that makes sense.
I guess they're fulfilling their oath of office by impeaching the president. So anyway, 904-831-0600. Joe, good morning. Hey, what's happening?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
On this impeachment thing, I say let them go ahead, because the people in America right now, they're going to be a backlash against the Democrats, because they're tired of all the... They want to get back to some sort of normalcy between the rioting and the statues, and especially COVID-19. People don't want to go through another bunch of months with an investigation for, you know, Trump's obligation and right to nominate a person.
Well, where do you investigate? How do you even? I mean, if you don't have a nominee, how do you start an investigation? I'm just kind of curious.
That's I was just about to bring that out, you know. And even if they did, people are tired of it. People want to get to some type of normalcy. They don't want to go through months and months of, you know, if they come up with it. People just want to turn around and say they're going to vote them all out of office again. People are tired. They want to get back to normalcy. They're not interested in investigations anymore. Every time, if the president sneezes out of his right nostril, they want to investigate.
Yeah. You know? Got to run. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Here's the thing. I mean, We're told by the left, we're told by the media, Trump's on his way out anyway, so what's the point of impeaching?
Exactly. And, you know, the Democrats in Congress are showing their hand. They're basically saying, doesn't matter what the president has or has not done, we'll find something. We'll trump up, for lack of a better word, some charges to punish him for, you know, making a nominee to the court, which is what he's constitutionally required to do.
I'm just asking, how do you impeach him on that? 904-831-0600, the budget for the city of Jacksonville. Over $1 billion in spending. I think a vote's going to happen tonight. Councilman Garrett Dennis and a couple of others are talking about withholding half of the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office budget. I guess Dennis wants to, he's seeking support for an amendment this year, which would change how the Sheriff's Office receives around $484 million in funding allocated by the city. He says, quote, I just want to let everybody know, I don't believe that defunding our police department's the right thing to do. Really? Okay. The councilman's offering an amendment that he says it's all about transparency. He says, quote, my proposal is about one thing and one thing only. It's about accountability and what will happen. But you got those out there like the Northside Coalition and the group's leader, Ben Frazier, talks about defunding the police because people in his community have been attacked by the sheriff's office physically.
What we're looking at is excessive use of force, which is violence on the part of a paramilitary organization in this town called JSO. We're looking at violence against people of color and communities that are being directed by the sheriff. Racially disproportionate shootings.
Now, hold on for a second. Now, I have a problem. I think even the sheriff's department, I don't care who it is, transparency all over the place.
Yeah.
In fact, more should be done by your local media like they used to. But here's the thing. If you're going to withhold money from the police until the sheriff's department, until you got transparency, okay, interesting argument. But you've got those out there that Garrett Dennis represents and some members of his community. I'm not saying the exact, but members of the Northside Coalition that have sat back and said, no, they're not, it's, forget about that. We don't like what they do because they're a paramilitary group, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, so that's the reason why we needed to defund them. You get what I'm saying? They're saying because of the attacks of those in the black community. Dennis isn't even bringing that up. He just says he thinks there's a lack of transparency by JSO.
And he also said, you know, he doesn't think defunding the police is a good idea. I can't help but to think that maybe in the back of their minds, even they hope and know this is not, we're never going to go through, but they're just trying to start, I guess, some kind of conversation about it, I guess.
They already have a conversation about it, so.
We'll continue.
We've got a number of questionable police-involved shootings. We've got the sheriff and the district attorney and the state attorney
not
allowing body cam videos to be released. There are a number of social injustices being committed right here in this town. Police brutality and even murder.
All right. Also, Gary Bright with Mad Dads, he's part of the group. He says that defunding the police, it's not so. He goes, that's just a bad term. He says all we're doing is redirecting money.
Community needs a voice. And we want to encourage them to participate in voting, city council meeting. You hear that term and people think, oh, they want to take money and shut down the police. That is just far from the truth. I think when you hear that term, you should know that it means redirecting resources.
Now, here's the thing. I'm the first one to sit back and say, if you're going to redirect resources, is that called defunding the police? Yes and no. If you wanted to do something about the union pension, could you not? Well, we're defunding the police. Not technically. You're trying to make a pension problem, which is a disaster in this city. You're trying to make it more solvent. So does that mean I'm defunding the police if I want to do something with the pension?
If they want this argument to sell, they need to get rid of the phrase defund the police and maybe,
I think you're right,
maybe use the phrase add to the police budget some extra areas that are maybe being overlooked while not defunding law enforcement.
25 minutes after 6 a.m., 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On the Dames Point Bridge, headed north, we have a box spring blocking the left lane. Be aware, and if anybody sees the mattress that goes with it, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Mainly cloudy today with a few peaks of sunshine, high 77. This evening, partly to mostly cloudy with a low of 65. Right now, 73 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
At Zee Best Original Tunis Restaurant on 103rd Street would like you to stop by 7 days a week for takeout or drive-through from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Zee Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings and 30 shrimp for just $9.99. Don't forget the original Kronos Euros, oysters, the original chicken sandwich, and more. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. You've tried the rest? Now try Zee Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street.
Hi, this is Scott Wilder. What if I told you could save a baby's life for just $28? Isn't that amazing? It's true. Preborn is a ministry that does just that with the help of people just like you, offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. Pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound and hear their baby's heartbeat are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or a click away. And as we celebrate the sanctity of human life this month, there is no better time than now to save a baby's life.
Learn more about Preborn and donate today at WBOB.com.
All right, let's go to Michael. Hey, Michael, good morning. Go ahead, Michael.
So the relocating of funds for the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, whatever they're calling it, it is defunding the police. When you take away funds, you take away their ability to train officers, equipment, and basically will limit the amount of officers that they can have on the street.
If I want to do something with the pension, am I defunding the police? Or am I redirecting money?
Ooh, that's actually a tougher one to answer. But I would say that would deter people from wanting to go down that road if their pensions are being threatened.
All right. Let's have that. Hey, I'm all open for the conversation, Michael. Thank you, man. All right. 831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President Trump has met with appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett, who is considered the favorite to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Barrett has long been favored by conservatives, and she was a strong contender for the seat that eventually went to Brett Kavanaugh in 2018. President Trump will be giving a pre-recorded address to the UN General Assembly today. Mr. Trump says he'll have a strong message for China, where the first cases of COVID-19 were reported, but he did not elaborate. Illicit drugs are increasingly available in the European Union, where there is now an abundant supply. That's one of the conclusions of the bloc's drug monitoring agency in its annual report today. In European shares, a bounce back after Asian benchmarks extended their slide. Stocks rose in Paris and Frankfurt, but skidded Tuesday in Hong Kong. More details at srnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A homemade plane crashes in the woods, killing the only person on board. Nassau County police say it went down near Trinity Lane, which is near Hilliard, yesterday afternoon. No word yet on what caused that crash. He allegedly misused his position both by sending intimidating, illicit text messages to someone working for him and by trying to steer grant money to people who might not have been allowed to get it. Joe Peppers was the head of Jacksonville's Kids Hope Alliance until 13 months ago when he went on leave from that government-funded position. The results of the investigation into his behavior were released yesterday. Coastal areas of both Duval and St. John's counties are on alert. Flooding could be an issue through tonight, and rip currents and high surf could bring trouble through tomorrow night. Authorities are strongly advising against going in the water, and even when you're on the beach, they say you will want to be very cautious. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
To bypass the CNNs and the MSNBCs, to bypass the New York Times and the Washington Post, ABC and NBC and CBS. There's some fellow conservatives out there who are very troubled by this. They haven't even acknowledged what just took place. It's okay. They'll learn to understand. It's not about personality. It's about liberty. That's our watchword, liberty. And I'm very excited about it.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On the Dames Point Bridge, headed north, we have a box spring blocking the left lane. Be aware, and if anybody sees the mattress that goes with it, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
It will be cloudy today with a high of 78. This evening, mostly cloudy with an overnight low of 65. Right now, 72 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Governor Ron DeSantis wants harsher penalties for violent protesters and wants to penalize cities that defund the police. For 2 weeks straight, one local high school football team has players kneeling during the national anthem. And Democrats say they may look at impeachment again if President Trump rams through a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court before Election Day.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of an interesting take. What areas do you say you're defunding the police? I mean, I'll give you an example. I don't support the half penny sales tax, but does that mean I want to defund education? Ah, interesting. I mean, is that could not? I mean, that argument could be made against me. I think Roger's exactly correct. I think it's. I think maybe you sit back and say, "Listen, we want more transparency." I think the whole defund the police, which the left wants to do, but if you sit back and go, "Listen," I mean, I've seen sheriff's department advocate sales tax. Excuse me, tax increases through the millage rate to increase more, and their department, economist or some local, what they have is. Like a comptroller, sit back and go, well, the sheriff doesn't really need all this extra stuff. Mm-hmm. Does that mean he's not fighting crime? Does that mean he's wanting to defund the police? No. It's just saying, for example, would you support defunding the military? I think there's plenty of areas where we need to cut the military. For example, why is it that the Department of Defense will come out and say, we don't need this boat, but you go to, it could be a Republican district. No, we need this new shipyard to build this. They don't need it. Does that mean because I support vetoing that project, I'm supporting defunding the military?
Exactly, yeah. Very good point you made.
Yeah, so I'm just asking. Thank you, Raj. So I'm just asking, how do you clarify defunding the police? That's what I'm getting at.
Right.
So.
It seems like the root of their argument is more money needs to be spent on things like maybe training with people who have psychological and mental disorders. Well, that doesn't mean you have to take money away from something that's protecting people. Just spend more money in those areas that you need to have money spent on.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're defunding anything or even you should defund anything.
Yeah. Hey, the podcast also this morning, go to WBOB.com. That's WBOB.com. All right, more of the news. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Let us go to the tape. You ready for this?
Yes.
Kneeling down during professional football games. Fox News' Kevin Cork.
And racism. And very likely widespread kneeling during the national anthem. Still, recent polling asked if athletes should use their platform to express views on national issues. 62% of those responding told the Washington Post they should. 56% said it was appropriate for players to kneel during the anthem to protest racial inequality.
Well, guess what? It is now trickled down to your local high school in St. John's County at this is called Bartram Trail High School. For the second week in a row, high school football players have been kneeling down during the national anthem. Here with that news story, Channel 4 News 4 Jax.
Bartram Trail High School finding itself in the middle of a national debate over kneeling for the national anthem. For the past 2 weeks, some members of the school's football team have kneeled during the playing of the national anthem at their games. This has sparked debate among the Bartram community.
This is the second week in a row some Bartram High football players have kneeled during the national anthem before their games. This move has stirred debate over local displays for racial justice by high school athletes.
The athletic director didn't want to comment much more beyond what I told you a little bit ago, but one other quote from him, he did tell me that the school supports athletes' First Amendment rights, both athletes and coaches.
All right, wait. Can you stop? Whoa. Can you stop it real quick? They support the First Amendment rights. If that's the case, then
kids have no rights when they get to school.
Correct.
They do what they're told. You have no Second Amendment right when you're in the 11th grade, at least not on campus.
If they have the First Amendment rights, mm-hmm. then why do you have a dress code?
Yeah, exactly.
Just kind of, okay, I digress. Here's play more of the clip.
Both athletes and coaches. The team's coach put out this statement, which reads, in an effort to provide our players an opportunity to represent their families' beliefs, celebrate the freedoms our country affords, and still pause in respectful unity during the national anthem, we will have a multicolored cord players can hold on if they choose to.
All right, so that was from the affiliate in Jacksonville, one of them, News 4 Jax. Do you think they're really going to tell you? I don't think the majority of parents are supporting this, but they didn't break it down. And they said, well, there's some here and some there. We don't want to go on the record. Mm-hmm. But we think that we should allow all of the kids to express their First Amendment ideas. I don't see that. And first off, why is this happening?
Well, you know, I think at the heart of it, young people, they do want to be compliant. They want to do the right thing. And when these protests and kneelings were taking place initially, the NFL was sanctioning them, saying, no, you can't do that. It was a big controversy. Now, not just the NFL, but, you know, the NBA, Major League Baseball, even National Hockey, they're all kneeling right now. I think these kids are probably caught up in that whole thing, and they're feeling like, okay, if the good guys are doing it, we want to be the good guys.
To you listening, are you surprised this is happening? I kept asking the questions. Remember, we've got Jason Redmond, who's a sports talk news analyst and radio host with iHeart Podcast, iHeart Radio. And he said, and of course, he was down in South Florida, and I was asking the question, do you think this is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
No, it ain't going to happen. I said, sooner or later, it's going to happen. I'm not saying this is a pandemic throughout the state of Florida. I'm just surprised it took so long. But when I'm thinking St. Johns County, how many of you, those of you that are listening throughout the state, St. Johns County is a very conservative district. I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, one of the most red counties in the state of Florida. But, they probably have a couple of leaders on the team who have a lot of influence. Peer pressure probably plays into
the
it.
Forget the peer pressure. School district is the one that has the control over this.
Okay.
That should not allow this. Here's Nathan Byrne, reporter, that says that also what is next, for example, the Florida State Seminoles, are they no longer going to be able to do the Tomahawk Chop? For example, the Kansas City Chiefs aren't even going to allow face paint. Is this going to also happen in some of our school games as well?
Kansas City Chiefs fans won't be allowed to wear headdresses or Native American-style face paint. The Chiefs also announced last month the team is discussing the future of its Tomahawk Chop celebration amid complaints that it's racist. Kansas City's change comes as other professional sports teams with Native American mascots face increased scrutiny.
So here were some of the fans being interviewed, what they thought about this.
There should be no excuse that this racist mockery is still taking place. It just encourages this behavior on the part of the fan base to continually just disrespect us and not look at us as actual human beings.
Yeah, racist.
It's been a long time coming to make some change there. I think change needs to occur.
I think we have to be more mindful about images that can be offensive to people.
I know people are like very rah-rah about the whole costume, the get-up and everything like that, but to be honest with you, I'm just there to enjoy football. I could really care less.
How many, can I ask this question? I mean, so are we going to get rid of, remember, we don't want to have holiday parades this year because in the South, somebody, the sons and daughters of the Confederate heritage, sons and daughters of the Confederacy, which is not a racist group, by the way. They do a lot of good things in the committee. It's just the name they've had, folks. That's mm-hmm. all it is. We can't have the Confederate, we can't have the Christmas parties because of that, because it may bring in riots. We've heard that. We don't want Halloween. Because it may be politically incorrect. Some people may be left out. You remember when you used to have Spirit Week at your local school? One day it was dressed as jeans. The next day it was dressed as your favorite rock band, whatever it was. You know, some of you actually thought you were wearing a mullet from the band Winger in the 80s. No, actually, you all had a mullet back then, you know. But I'm just saying, this is, why are we getting so PC in all this? That I mean, forget about the Bartram Trail High School students out there for a second, kneeling down during a football game. That should be uncalled for. How, I mean, are we going to get rid of, like, Halloween again this year? Do we not celebrate Thanksgiving? We're going to tear down the statues of Columbus, because Columbus is a villain. I mean, where do we stop all this, Raj?
Thanksgiving's never going away, I hope. And I think people are going to continue to celebrate it on their own. Nobody can make anybody do anything in the privacy in their own homes. I think in the public light, people are concerned about PC, and they don't want it perceived as being bad or racist.
New nationwide polls on the media. The Pew Research Center finds that about 50% of adults are confident that journalists are acting in their best interest. But 55% say that careless reporting is a major factor behind mistakes in news stories. 44% think it's desirable for reporters to mislead the public. How about that? Here's an interesting one. This is where, as a member of the media, I like this question, because I think this is not talked enough about in, you know, government watchdogs, where we focus on the wasteful amount of money that's taken place. 72% of you out there polled believe that news organizations, I guess you could include us, do an insufficient job, do a garbage job of explaining to the public where the money comes from, where the money's being spent.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
You know what?
I think that that's a high number, by the way.
You're probably right. You know, I especially at the federal level, you know, you've got all these thousands of pork barrel projects that you very, very rarely hear about it unless it, you know, leaks through the news somehow. And people are wondering, what in the world? How is that my money being spent on that?
80% think that the news that they get is at least somewhat influenced by financial and corporate interest. Well, that's true in this show. I mean, we're owned and bought and paid for by the Trilaterals Commission, the bankers, the conspiracy, George Soros, the Koch brothers. I mean, that's who owns us. That's what everybody thinks anyway.
Yeah.
59% said they felt that news organizations do not understand people like me and you. That I would agree with. From thehill.com, Joe Concha talks about how the misleading and all the nonsense has been reported under President Trump and things that don't get reported accurate. He says none of this, from what I just told you, none of this is going to change until people are fired.
It's all changed now, Sean, because of social media, which is an unfiltered medium with no editor, no checks and balances. And you say, well, who gets their news from social media? You know that 2/3 of Americans get their news from social media? That's according to Pew. And what you have is news organizations reacting to what's trending and what's going viral. And when there's a negative connotation towards an administration or an ideology, forget about it. Then it goes off the ledge. Because in this case, think of the trifecta that news organizations embraced here. Covington kids, all right? Catholic, white privilege, wearing Trump MAGA hats,
right,
taunting an elder Native American, except they weren't taunting him. He approached them, except that they said he was a Vietnam veteran. No, he's not a Vietnam veteran, and hats, mob, Native, elder at march. So all that said, when it's all said and done, there needs to be accountability.
Right.
You see it once in a while with people that are expendable. But until people start getting fired, suspended, or reprimanded, you are not going to see any changes, because it's like speeding. A cop pulls you over and says, hey, I'll give you a warning. You're going to keep doing it.
Right.
So until there are actual consequences for people that make mistakes, and that includes on Twitter, you're going to see this over and over and over again.
And then I read from some of my liberal friends on Twitter, and those are the NPR crowd and things like that. Well, we need to have government money fund local news organizations. If you guys did a better job of people believing you and how you reported the news, people wouldn't be canceling all their subscriptions.
Now, do you suggest or think that, I know there are who hold this view, that people, what they do on their social media account, their totally unrelated job, ought to punish them for things that they say online? I don't agree with that.
I don't know if I buy in. That's kind of saying, hey, I got drunk, but was it work-related?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Exactly.
That, it's in the eye of the beholder. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600, 941-0600. Folks, if you don't believe me, I mean, Roger and I have reported this. We've talked about it at floridadaily.com. There are literally news organizations in this state, newspapers, that think they should get government funding to keep the dream alive. Little hip-hop song lingo there. That is a true story. That they don't, well, because they can't make it in the free market. Yet, if people try, I mean, when you, this isn't just Republicans, that includes Democrats and independents. 72% say that news organizations do a garbage job of explaining and how the public spends your money. That I believe. All right, 831 800-831-0600. To me, that is a great question by the Pew Research. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Your calls are up next. Always enjoy hearing from you guys and gals on The Morning Show right here, Ed and Roger, on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some of that usual slow traffic at NAS Jax. Add an extra couple minutes and expect it to stick around for a little bit longer. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
It will be cloudy today with a high of 78. This evening, mostly cloudy with an overnight low of 65. Right now, 72 degrees.
Welcome to the Bargain Barn.
Hi, can you tell me if this generator is enough to run the whole house? Okay, what about just a refrigerator and a freezer? Do you know how long it can run on a tank of gas?
I'm usually in pet food. I'm just covering for someone who's out because they stepped in an ant bed.
Ugh, I'm out of here.
Hi, welcome to Tools for a Time. What brings you in today?
I'm looking for a generator to run my refrigerator and freezer if I lose power, but it can't be too bulky.
Let me show you the Honda EU2200i. Refrigerators and freezers have high startup wattage, but really low running wattage. And this Honda will run for over 8 hours at a quarter load.
Nice.
It's very portable, and the Honda EU series generators are super quiet and come with a built-in inverter.
What's an inverter?
It means this Honda produces consistent, clean power without surges, so it's safe for even the most sensitive electronics.
Great. I'll take it. I'm so glad I came to Tools for a Time.
So are we, and you can always find us online at toolsforatime.com.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
You are invited to daydream of this rare opportunity to lease freestanding commercial space in beautiful Ponte Vedra Beach. Zoning allows for use as an office, retail, medical, school, or event venue, and much more. With over 7,500 square feet, the options are endless with this unique building. Call Kayla DeGuzman with Prime Realty at 904-67-LEASE to discuss the possibilities. That's 904-67-LEASE, and let's turn your daydream into a reality.
19 years. How is that possible? The anniversary of September 11th will be our main theme on America First with me, Dr. G. Our special guests will include Trish Regan, Pastor Daryl Scott, Bernie Carrick, former NYPD Commissioner, Jim Carafano, and America's Mayor, Rudy Giuliani.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Axios.com reports many on Wall Street say the recession is over. A new survey finds a large majority believe news organizations do an insufficient job at explaining to the public where government money is spent. And with the city budget up for a vote, some on the Jacksonville City Council are looking at defunding the police.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
You know, when you see entire media companies essentially exist to tear down Joe Biden, is there an equivalent to that on the left tearing down Trump?
There really isn't.
Really? Brian Seltzer from CNN asking the website, the 19th, Aaron Haynes. That's usually what most guys call it after where they go after the 18th holes, 19th hole. Anyway, it's where they all eat and drink and everything else. Okay. So, no, there is no liberal network tearing down Trump. Now you understand why there's a major distrust when it comes to the media. 904-831-0600. James, hey, man, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. Yeah, I kind of a funny joke here, but the good way to get rid of anthem protesters is most games have big marquees or things like that. So when they play the national anthem, they should put a picture of Trump up and they can say, please stand for the national anthem or kneel before your president, Donald Trump.
I love it. That's a great one. Hey, are you surprised? I'm surprised that unless it wasn't reported, and I'm sure this happens in other schools, I'm not surprised this happened.
Oh, no. No, it's because it's faddish right now. It's not about a message. When you get high schoolers doing it, they're just imitating pro athletes. There's really no thought behind it. When you talk to a lot of these high schoolers these days, the intellectual capacity when it comes to anything about politics goes like right out the window.
Yeah, I'm just surprised while the athletic directors are. And why are the schools defending this?
Because a lot of the teachers are trying to be political.
Yeah. Good to talk to you. There's going to be a bill coming up. You watch. Any school that supports, the local school district, I don't know if there should be some state law. I think you should just hold your elected officials responsible. I don't think this should be the right thing to do. I mean, they're out there talking about how this is a First Amendment right. Okay, fine. If you want to sit back and say, then let's make it consistent. Let's expand my First Amendment right of what I can say at a school. Mm-hmm. Let's expand what my First Amendment right, what I can wear at a local school, Roger.
Yeah, kids have no rights under the Constitution because they're not, adults yet. And, to say that they have their First Amendment rights while in the classroom or even worse, their Second Amendment rights, that's ridiculous.
Speaking about education, black conservative commentator Candace Owen with the Blexit?
Yes.
She says that conservatives, you have lost the battle when it comes to education.
Via the public school system and about education and how important it is that conservatives wake up to the fact that we've lost the education battle with the left and what that allows Democrats to do when they have a handle on the school system. If we continue to allow the Democrat Party to control education, we are guaranteeing them the future because the youth is the future.
Have conservatives lost the battle when it comes to education? This is what she says among those in the black community where black students, the system has failed them particularly.
Various inner cities and the rates of illiteracy, which should astonish every single person in America. The fact that in California, 75% of black boys cannot pass a basic literacy exam. That is astounding. You will never hear Black Lives Matter talk about that. You will never hear a Democratic candidate talk about that. And that in Baltimore, across 5 schools, they couldn't find a single child that was proficient in reading and writing and math. And what we're seeing today, when we're seeing this dumbing down of the education system, where kids are learning feelings and they're not learning facts, when they're not learning practical skills, they can tell you about their various oppressions, it's problematic, and it's something that we need to have a meaningful discussion about. And it needs to be more than a discussion. It needs to be action.
Okay, so I would agree and disagree. If there's more school choice being offered, that's a win-win, but is it not, or is it coming from conservatives?
It's we're seeing more school choice, but I don't believe it's a tidal wave like we'd like
right.
to see. And I see we see the beginning of it, but certainly not where it needs to be.
Is Candace Owens correct? Have conservatives lost the battle on education? She may be right. Yes or no? 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Light traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. For now, just add an extra 2 or 3 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
It will be cloudy today with a high of 78. This evening, mostly cloudy with an overnight low of 65. Right now, 72 degrees.
Are you experiencing leg pain, swelling, cramping, or restless legs? Dr. James St. George can help you by improving your vein circulation. Did you know that most insurance covers vein treatment? Dr. St. George can help you stop living with the pain of varicose veins. Dr. St. George is North Florida's vein doctor and has 25 years as a board-certified vein specialist. Set up your free ultrasound vein screening at stjohnsvein.com. That's stjohnsvein.com. Change your legs, change your life with Dr. St. George and the St. John's Vein Center.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle, and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman represents District 8, a part of town where neighbors experience a strained relationship with law enforcement, yearn for economic development, and feel social justice may never be reached. Incoming City Council President Tommy Hazzouri is creating a special committee that will be tasked with focusing on...
That's from Action News Jax. So tonight, the city budget. By the way, just want to remind you, it was Republicans like Matt Carlucci that wanted to jack up your property taxes on top of his support for the school sales tax, on top of proposing a gasoline tax this year. So, I mean, heck, why do you need Democrats? Republicans would just do all the work for you. But tonight, they're going to be voting on $1 billion-plus budget. Councilman Garrett Dennis says that he wants to kind of hold up the $500 million or 484 of when it comes to the JSO budget. That's the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. He says they don't have enough transparency. Hey, I'm all open for that discussion as well. But some are saying, well, this is part of defunding the police.
The community needs a voice, and we want to encourage them to participate in voting, city council meeting. You hear that term, and people think, oh, they want to take money and shut down the police. That is just far from the truth. I think when you hear that term, you should know that it means redirecting resources.
That's Gary Bryant from the local group called Mad Dads. He says the defunding the police is not what you think it is. Well, that's not what Ben Frazier and those guys in the Northside Coalition, other those of the BLM and Antifa movement, have said to defund the police. Here's the question. How do you describe it as defunding the police? If you move money around to benefit other areas within inside the police department, are you defunding the police? If I don't support all the jacking up in the money when it comes to the U.S. military, am I supporting defunding the military? If I don't support the sales tax increase for the schools, do I support defunding education? How do you explain that? If I'm all about pension system, do I support defunding the police? 904-831-0600. Ed and Roger, Talk Radio WBOB.